Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, as you know. I get excited when I get a chance to talk to you about your business and my business and the marketplace and the economy and our nation and how we fit into the global economy and the global community of countries. And one of the people who I love talking to on this show is our good friend Grace Marie Turner. She is the world's expert on public policy for healthcare, especially as it affects small businesses. She's the president of the Galen Institute, and she's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. And she's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always such a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you back, as always. Hey, Grace Marie, I know you spoke at CPAC, the Republican Consumer, Conservative Political Action Committee, and that was going on last week. I know you spoke there actually twice on Friday, right?
That's right. Jim, they had 10,000 people attending this conference. It was at the biggest hotel in Washington, D.C., and they still had lines that went down hallways almost as far as you could see of people trying to get in the ballroom.
Wow.
They're going to have to move it next year, I think, because there are so many more conservatives than can fit in any hotel in Washington, D.C. What does that tell you?
Wow.
What does that tell us?
Yeah, Washington needs a bigger place. They sure do. That's for sure.
And it's, you know, just liberal. People came from all over the country.
Right.
And, of course, there were some Occupy Wall Street demonstrators out front, which we learned later were all paid $60 a person to show up and march and make noise for a little while outside.
Weren't the CPAC people paid $60 to show up? Huh?
And I'm telling you, the CPAC people flew to Washington
at their own expense.
Who knows? They paid for the hotel room. They paid to register for the conference. It shows, I think, the complete disconnect in the political realm in this country,
right,
where you have so many people and the core conviction about freedom and liberty and the Constitution and getting people back into work, not because of government jobs, but because the economy is recovering. There was such a consistent message, and the energy literally built over the 3 days of the conference to the point that they were just, you know, streaming out the doors, ready to get all fired up to go take their country back, is the feeling they had.
Well, and a lot of different people spoke, including you. You spoke twice on Friday. Were you surprised that Mitt Romney won the straw poll at the CPAC?
You know, I wasn't. All three of the major presidential candidates, Ron Paul was not there, but Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and Mitt Romney all spoke within a few hours of each other on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was sitting in the audience, and he said, anybody who went there thinking, I'm going to listen to these guys and I'm going to make up my mind, is going to have a hard time. He said, they all did a really good job. I think, you know, the same thing's happening with Mitt that's happening in the primaries, is they think he has the best organization and the most likely to be elected. But there was a lot of people still looking at a Santorum, and they always love to hear Newt speak. So,
well, but still,
I
have to say, I was surprised based on the way the primaries have gone. I was surprised to see how handily Mitt Romney won the straw poll at the Conservative Political Action Committee.
Well, handily, he won by maybe 4 or 5 points. It wasn't a walk away.
That's so pretty handy,
shows,
though.
In a general election, that would do it.
Right? Yeah, that would be plenty in a general election. Right. Well, who were some of the other speakers that you heard? Because we're going to talk about in a minute, we're going to talk about what you said at the group. But who else did you hear there that you thought had the best presentation?
Well, I actually was running around doing so many other things, so I didn't hear as many of the speeches. But it was very interesting when they would have, for example, young people up there. There was a really cool panel called Why am I still living in my parents' basement? There more than half of the people there were under 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were a lot of programs for young people, and they sort of talked about this from an economic perspective. There was another really terrific panel on, again, with young people, talking about the Occupy Wall Street movement versus the Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
And the first speaker, they said, well, what's the core difference? He says, I think the core difference is soap.
That's pretty funny.
That was really good.
Grace Marie, congratulations on your presentations there at CPAC on Friday. When we come back, we're going to get Grace Marie to give us an update on where the issue of Obamacare is, especially with regard to this contraception thing that's really caused a furor. And did the president's compromise, was it really a compromise? After these messages, 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.